Yeah, all right.
All right.
How's it going? It's Dan and Jake's show 663.
Ooh.
Hmm.
Got a big Friday show planned with Donovan.
Mute.
Oh, really? I guess I disconnected. Got it.
What's happening?
We're zooming.
Oh.
We invited you.
Oh, you can see Dan?
I can.
I can't.
I
wasn't invited to the Zoom, was I? You invited me?
Take a look at your phone.
Why don't you look it up on your phone?
I don't have a phone.
Look it up on your phone. Yes, today it's Tuesday, and that means see you next Tuesday with... Donovan, I see Donovan still there.
Gordon.
That's good.
Gordon. Gordon. Gordon.
That's right. Gordon. Every Tuesday at this very time.
That's the best part.
In fact, I was talking to Jake this morning.
Why?
Just because he wanted some advice on mustache length.
Mm.
And I said, he said, can you believe it's been only a week since Gordon drank breast milk on our show?
And, feels like it was like a long time ago.
We've all been through so many things in the past week.
Hmm.
And yes, it does seem like it was forever ago. How are you?
It most truly does. I'm doing mute. Well, Dan.
Now Gordon mute. Has to mute.
Mute.
Oh, sorry. I'm not Zoom. Muted. Muted. All right, there we go.
And I'm not muted. Seeing you. I'm just seeing that you exist, but...
Oh, sorry. We're
see you next Tuesday?
We're streaming on Twitch.
He's got a lot going on.
I do. I'm more of a technical director of this than an actual participant, somehow. So, I've been doing well, Dan. As you can see, I'm growing my mustache out as well.
Well, I can't see you. Your video is not working. Why are you even on the Zoom?
You need to subscribe to my Twitch stream then.
Oh, it's because of the Twitch is going through your phone?
I think so. I'm not exactly sure.
Well, Donovan, Zoom on the... never mind.
Donovan, okay. I would not have taken you for an I voted sticker guy.
Oh, I even forgot that was on.
Are you making fun of his participation
yes.
in the democratic process?
Well, they pinned yes. it on me when I left.
Gosh.
So what do you want me to do?
Slam it down whenever they hand it to you like I do.
I just want everyone to know what happened. My civic duty done. Now I can complain.
I'm proud of you.
About everything that went on. Dallas County.
They give you a little juice at the end?
Are you thinking like a communion?
Oh, is that when you give blood?
Yeah, give it blood.
Oh, okay.
For money.
No, you're not allowed to give people drinks when they're voting.
You know what I've heard?
That was a big story.
Tell us.
Some nation.
Holy,
dude.
That might have been the top ranked.
Jeez.
That was clean.
That's why I wanted to choose to nations.
Yeah, country.
Because when you say nations, you can't make a mistake.
Not really
like
in
that.
The middle, though. Don't switch.
And some other nations.
Some other nations, they will have, it's a holiday. It's a day off.
That's and ridiculous. So their election process is in shambles, and they're never able to elect anyone, right?
Well, there are no NBA games tonight.
That is true.
So you won't get distracted.
As Justin pointed out yesterday, you were able to vote because you didn't have to concern yourself with...
Hornets, Wizards.
Or how about...
So performative.
When they do the early voting, how come they didn't have it open on Saturday?
Hmm.
That feels like... It feels like when you don't work... If you don't have to go to work, you would have a lot more time to do things.
You know, I feel like you are implying, or as a great man said, inferring, that we're trying to make it harder for people to vote, and I don't like it.
Well, there was college football Saturday. Can't compete with that.
I'm well aware there's college football Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, here's Gordon.
Around here.
Sorry, bud.
Sorry, Gordon.
Here's me. Don't here's me.
Thought you had some bits.
I don't have any more breast milk.
Stuff.
I thought...
Yeah, what'd you bring for Jake to drink?
I thought that
Jake... Can you work something up real quick?
Trade off.
Jake had breast milk.
Like shot.
Oh, you know what? I don't think this is going to... Okay.
Yeah, work him up something, Jake.
Well, so I don't have...
Make him something new
to
drink.
Give me good breast milk.
Do you think if I play something from my
phone... Last week you said it was too sweet.
No, it wasn't sweet enough.
So give him something salty.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Here, can I control your wife's diet?
Hold on. You guys vamp for a second.
To give me the breast milk I need.
You going to send food home Jake's way?
Is this our new vamp music?
Okay, let's try this. I'm dealing with computer issues here. I'm using actually Dan's 10-year-old computer.
Like our computer?
What do you mean?
Yeah, from 3-6 Mafia.
Yeah. That computer issues?
I'm always dealing with that.
Okay, all right.
So this is I'm going to try to play this over my phone into my microphone, and we'll see what happens.
Okay.
Because currently, as Gordon knows, my wife is basically just a walking dairy farm.
Jeez.
Don't call her that.
It's every two... Okay, she doesn't walk.
Okay.
Every 2 to 2.5 hours, they're out.
That's great.
And explaining this to a kid...
That's your dream, right?
...who's 3.5 years old is very confusing.
Oh, yeah.
They're real, real confused by this. Meaning,
explain it to me like I was 3.
All right, so I heard her say this the other day.
Your daughter is 3.5?
Yeah.
I thought she was 2.
You saw her like a week ago.
Yeah.
Will that work?
Yeah, that'll work. I use that too. And then plug that into the...
Okay, cool.
There you go.
Look at Blake on the spot. Killer would have never been able to figure that out.
No!
I bought both these cords, Gordon. Okay, let's try this.
I know. Proud of you for doing that.
So she has been watching this process take place, the 3.5-year-old, and I heard her say something the other day, and I recorded it. Let's see if this works. Pull me up, Am. We good?
Hey, Nora.
Hey.
Okay, let's try this one right here. What the hell?
What's going on?
Why is
it
not working?
A puppy or something?
Here you go.
His name is...
What'd you just say?
I said brother likes the taste of mommy's boobies. That's what I say.
Okay.
Brother ain't the only one who likes that.
Yeah, I was going to say, I fist bumped her.
I think I that like, you are
I hear you, sis.
Formula shaming right now.
Guess who else does?
So.
Gordon Keith.
Yeah. That number is growing by the week.
Yeah, so how many people have tasted your wife's breasts now?
At least 3. In my era.
Yeah.
Not that
in the Jake era.
That's right.
Yeah.
Not that interested in before, but yeah. She'll walk through the room and she'll kind of point and she'll go, he's eating boobies.
And so what's your review? Have you reviewed her breast milk, like officially?
Like on Yelp?
Well, I think it was telling last week when we shared her breast milk together. I was not taken aback.
Mm-hmm.
You recoiled as if you had just had a strong shot of brown drink or something. For me, it was
lame. I compared it to lame.
Oh, God. What we got to do is get on these boats and we got to outfit them with lasers. And what we're going to do.
It's not me after a shot of breast milk. Although I have to say, I was in a room with 3 people that had COVID and I didn't get it after that shot of breast milk.
Whoa.
Yeah. Look at that.
How about that?
Will you bring me some, Jake?
Absolutely. Anything for you.
I've been
it's funny.
Under the weather myself.
As much as we joke about breast milk, inherently funny, there are a number of things that are going on with a baby that if you Google, the first thing they say is like, oh, they got a little eye gunk? Try breast milk in it.
Really?
Yes. And that's not...
You're supposed to fire it into the eye.
Yeah.
Like straight from the tap?
I'm sure you could.
What about the nutrients? Is there something specific in there?
Well, I think it's just very nutrient dense.
There's no carbs. Should this be the new keto diet?
It's what weightlifters.
I was going to say.
Weightlifters are way into breast milk.
Yeah, there are guys
for
on
real?
Instagram that are just jacked, and all they do is eat raw meat and drink breast milk.
That is true.
Wait, what else is on, isn't placenta on the Gordo bingo card?
What was the word you said? What is placenta? What are you talking about?
Is that nutrient filled?
Very much so.
I think so, yeah.
One time I ate placenta and I grew a tree.
I think that's a little mixed up, but people do actually bury them and they do actually eat them.
Could you
freeze it like on top of a wedding cake?
Yes.
And save it?
Oh, yes.
For like a year down the road when
next marriage. Yeah.
And then the baby's just like, you know, you put them in the high chair and they're just tearing into the placenta like a cake.
I guess I didn't.
Did you ever know you
placenta
ever
is a solid thing? I thought it was a.
Yeah, I don't even know what it is.
Wait.
You guys are talking
hold
about
it,
like
hold
it's a
hold
piece
it.
Of like key lime.
Stop
pie.
The show.
I really do.
Both of you guys don't know what a placenta is.
I mean, I know it's in the mix.
It's the pot roast they deliver after your baby.
Okay.
Yeah, and cows eat theirs and stuff.
Okay.
I have zero idea what you just said.
It's like an organ basically that the woman grows that the baby feeds off of. It's very nutrient rich.
I don't remember being given the option as far as keeping or eating or anything like that.
Yeah, I think you have to request.
Okay.
The placenta.
So wait, how does it feed off it?
Multiple requests
in
right now.
The belly button.
The umbilical cord leads to the placenta. The placenta mediates the nutrients.
Do you think, Gordon, do you think Dan would do well on the quiz that is populating social media right now regarding women's rights?
I haven't read that. What is it?
Well,
I try to avoid anything that has women's rights in it.
Yeah, for sure, brother. But it's a woman walking around.
Male bonding up top.
Yeah, it's a woman walking around. I think it's like a college campus or something and asking males about how a woman...
Scissor me.
Urines. Urinates.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Do guys get that wrong a lot?
Shockingly high number.
Really? Yeah. Let me guess.
Idiots.
That's what I'm saying.
You never do.
Men think that it comes from the vagina.
Correct.
So to speak.
From probably like deep within. Like it's a geyser bubbling up from the
right. The gaseous.
I really have no idea.
That's not what I meant to say at all.
Do you think a man should know that? Why in the world would I know?
Because
the urine comes from in a lady.
You were once a young man who wanted to know everything there was about women.
Okay, so there's that.
But you're trying to crack
the code. But I will tell you that number one would be really far down the list. Like if I want to know things about ladies.
But you want to know the entire anatomy down there to know what you're.
I think
with.
That's just you.
Yes, that is just you.
But even if you're not Gordon, doesn't I just remember this coming up in conversation? Like you've had a girlfriend. Basically, once you've passed the fart line, you can start asking questions like, "Hey, so let's
wait. You've all passed that line.
Oh yeah, way past that line, buddy.
Oh yeah." I don't think it's a requirement in a relationship to pass that line.
Yeah, I haven't and I won't.
Oh, yes, you will. No. Yes,
really?
You
will she walk out of the room?
Not even you?
No, I will. I'll go check in the fridge and come back.
This is
no.
Misogyny on point.
But wait, you do it in front of her?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. You will walk out of the room.
I will, go outside or take a walk or something.
Yeah, something's wrong with you.
You're not going to have little Brooks pull your finger someday?
Maybe when it's just the boys. Who boy? But we need to respect our women.
It's so refreshing when you get past that moment. Like, everything opens up.
Refreshing.
Yes, it is.
No, I think that's the opposite. It smells bad.
More room out than it is in. Why are you going to upset yourself when we just get it out of the way?
You're just concerned she'll think it's a two-way street? And she'll start.
Yeah, that's not a bad way of thinking.
Wake up in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
That's fine, too.
She's stepping on each of your wrists while lowering herself.
Oh, my God. Okay. That line will never be crossed again now that you said that.
Every street should be a two-way street.
No.
Every street.
Nope.
He means something extra creepy by that.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm with Jake.
Yeah.
Thumbs up.
Yeah, absolutely. Thumbs up.
Every street should be a two-way street. Is this more of your rear end stuff?
It's just I
wish to God you did not have a prostate because it has messed up your sexuality.
Well, I thank God for it every day. So that's how I round out my prayers.
Blake's into that. What was the story about
God
you and
bless
your granddad?
Mama, Papa, my prostate.
I think you called him my peg and pawpaw.
Hey, how's your prostate?
Pawpaw was already taken, so he had to differentiate himself.
Oh, right.
new distinction.
And how did that come about, that nickname, Blake?
I don't know. There's no telling. But apparently he was at his funeral in the casket, and everyone got a run at Peg and Pawpaw.
Okay. Jeez, man.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he was upside down in his casket.
Okay.
What did you... No, imagine though, like, if somebody did kind of go first, then everyone else feels like it's disrespectful.
Yeah, then there's a lot of that social pressure.
Yeah,
conformity takes in.
Yeah.
Social compliance takes over.
You're like, well, I mean, I loved him too. All right. I guess.
I would have been.
Mob mentality.
I wish I was the second person in line, because I would have broken the streak, and then that first person would have looked so horrible.
Yeah, yeah.
And made nothing but news. At a funeral near Blake's home earlier today.
So the placenta is actually an organ.
Yes, I said
that.
It says
here that develops in the uterus during pregnancy.
What are you reading from, the Bible?
And it is expelled from your from your body after birth.
Yes, it's so creepy.
5 to 30 minutes after.
Right. If you're watching, there's like all kinds of baby stuff that is happening, and then you'll notice something happening down on the business end of your wife, and then somebody puts the Homer bucket up under there, and a pot roast falls out.
Bingo.
Your pot roast.
You have someone answer. Homer bucket.
Someone's with the power.
Yeah, you got the multiplier there.
Someone's cutting potatoes and carrots.
You will have to give one more push to deliver the placenta.
That's right.
Yeah, I don't. You think this is not a part of C-section, maybe?
Third on the Google search.
You have to get rid of the placenta.
But do they just kind of take it all at once as opposed to the express it 5 to 30 minutes later?
Oh, I don't think that they wait when it's a C-section to get it out.
Okay.
Because, I mean,
because they have to put the first down chains that are coiled up back into you.
Right.
Bringing it back.
You cut the umbilical cord?
No.
You didn't even do that?
I don't even remember being asked. I really don't.
That was a good tradition for the father to sever the umbilical cord. Makes
all
it like
right,
a ceremony. And
knock her up again.
No, I feel like I don't have to do it again.
But I feel like if I were to do that, I would need the Muser's big scissors and a hard hat.
It's not like the opening of a Kroger.
And then everyone starts clapping around once it's done.
Got a shovel, then I dig that in.
No, but I do think that you get weird looks if you you cut the umbilical cord and then you hurriedly try to get it in your mouth real quick to do all the siphoning.
You think you get weird looks?
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably so.
Oh, Lord.
Did they let you do the first incision for the C-section like they did me?
Yeah, you get to stab first.
It's like cutting the wedding cake.
I can't tell if he's being serious.
Get a little picture of that.
He's being serious. He's asking.
So the doctor has his hands on yours like you did your wife with the wedding cake?
Yeah.
You can do that?
That's what Dan's saying.
I can't tell if he's joking. All of this baby stuff and pregnancy stuff is so out there.
I don't even know. Are you joking, Dan, or are you being honest?
Oh, no. I'll send you the photo.
Okay.
They just give you a dotted line.
They actually have a... It's a scam, though, because then they charge you like $12.99 for the picture.
Yeah. Yeah. And you get to keep the knife. They charge you for the knife.
They have a custom frame around it. It's like a little plastic cardboard
thing.
Did they
pause and you guys both looked up and smiled before you made it?
She got a grimace on her face, forced them to smile.
Arms
around each other.
They have to look at it and, no, that didn't work. Okay, look up again.
No, I didn't do that, but I had the intestine like a water hose when you have to wrap it around your elbow.
That is weird. So in C-sections, they take out the intestines and everything.
But then you have to make sure you gently take it off because you don't want to...
Did you run halfway down the hall to see how long the small intestines were?
Yeah, exactly. And then as I told them, I did a big first down sign.
He stopped real abruptly.
Right. So Looney Tunes.
Jerks him back towards her real quick.
Right back into the room.
Yeah.
So do you guys think there's a theme here?
Yeah, what? Did none of us but Gordon know anything about women?
Well, no. We'll see you next Tuesday. I swear 3 weeks ago, Gordon came in and he said, hey, I want to do this. And he said, let's talk about your experience with childbirth, Jake. Remember that?
Yeah. Yes, I asked him if he was okay speaking of that.
And then last week, or it was 2 weeks ago, then last week it was breast milk.
And Alamo art.
And now this week it's all about the placenta.
But we had Alamo art to break it up. If
we had a ratio.
Yes. We checkerboarded a little bit.
So it's a 3-to-1. That's Cat would yell at you if you had a ratio that was not 3-to-1 lady parts and
that's
Alamo
right.
art.
Yeah.
So the placenta is actually an organ.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so that is a drop now.
All right. Well, see, we said we had nothing. This went well.
Yeah, here's Gordon.
And back to Dan.
Gordon on the elections.
Okay. That's right.
Did you vote, Dan?
Who should we vote for?
Mm-hmm. You early voted, Dan?
No, I got to go vote today.
I voted early.
While you're feeling sick?
I have to, right?
I don't know if you should put people at risk.
Yeah, and it's going to be crowded today.
So, I mean, I don't know. Don't you vote Snowflake?
My vote won't matter. Let's just say that.
Okay. All right.
In fact, Gordon, does anything matter?
It's a good question.
Yes. Yeah, we live we have a strange existence in which nothing really matters, yet everything matters.
It's a bunch of hots running for governor, too.
Hey, what's with that?
I don't know, but it feels like
who's that crazy woman up north?
Well, there's Carrie Lake in Arizona, and then the woman in
Michigan.
Who's
the one that's always getting kidnapped?
Well, Whitmer. I believe she's the incumbent, and she's not always getting kidnapped.
Well, okay.
But she's sort of leading the league. Uh-huh. I will give you that.
Hottest governors, Jake.
Her opponent's name is Tudor Dixon. Look that up.
Is that a woman?
It is.
Tudor?
Yeah, and she's running against Whitmer. Who was kidnapped.
Okay, which one's hotter, Whitmer or Dixon?
What state is
Whitmer,
this?
Whitmer, Michigan. Whitmer is the incumbent. She's the second hottest. And if they were willing to kidnap her, I'd be worried if I were Tudor Dixon.
So wait, here's... okay, that's Whitmer.
Yeah, I mean, she's a woman, but...
She's what? I mean,
all right, well, thank you, Gordon, for all your time.
Here's Tudor Dixon. Okay.
Yeah.
I like her policies.
Now I've got to search.
Yeah, we were close to ending the segment, but now everyone has to make sure that they
What's your name? Tudor?
Yeah,
T-O-O-T-E-R?
No, T-U-D-O-R.
Never that. Never that.
Yeah, that's... All right. Oh.
Tudor Dixon.
I think...
So the placenta is actually an organ.
From what I'm seeing, though, I think that the Whitmer may be better.
And this concludes
Tudor Dixon placenta and see what comes up.
The ticket's political coverage.
There you go.
Oh, that's right.
A Hang Zone production.
Okay, thanks, Gordon.
Hey, thank you, Hang Zone. See you next Tuesday.
Bye, Hang Zone.
There's his theme song as he heads out of the studio.
Sweet.
So the placenta is actually an organ.
All right, we got to go.